When God presents to us the truth for standing firm, He assumes, maybe that's not the right word, but He builds on the fact that here is a Christian who's in the enjoyment of his spiritual blessings. So it's now a question of himself being protected or to stand, to maintain that. And so here the first danger, or the first piece that has been mentioned now, is having your loins girded about with truth. It's not here a question now, knowing the truth and going preaching it to everybody. It's here for me to stand, to maintain that truth. Practically, I have to apply it or put it on myself. I'm not here to put the armor on somebody else. I've got to have the armor on. And that is, I believe, here the force of it in each case. So the question, what are the loins represent? And what is the truth, as he speaks of it here, to put on?
So if we look at the loins, because that's the first part that is mentioned, the scripture tells us a few things about what the loins stand for. It speaks about strength. In Proverbs 31, about the virtuous woman, and I'm bringing the sisters in first. She girded herself with strength. So when Elijah was running, he girded himself. So your back part here, this lower part of your body here, for strength, you need to gird it to be able to stand. That's one thing. The second thing about the loins is that's where the kidneys are. And the kidneys are wonderful, fascinating organs that God have created. I connect them with discernment. They filter. They know what to get rid of and know what to keep. And we need to have not only strength, but we also need to have discernment. Not everything goes. We need to cut the word of God in a straight line. And we need to have a discernment of what's right and what's wrong. And we need to be able to develop these things. We have heard before about somebody who said, well, but they are nice, they are Christians. We need to have that discernment. And that's where I need to have this girdle around my loin. The third thing about this part of my body, it has the reproductive organs. So to be fruitful, I need also to be having girdle. These, so the fruit will be according to God and not just activity, fleshly fruits. So generally speaking, those are the three things that are very, very important for me to stand. But the truth here is not, and I just want to take it this way, it's not really the revealed word of God. It is being truthful. It is being truthful. I have to gird myself by the fact that I am truthful to what I say, to what I do. Because the whole truth word of God, we will get it later on in the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. But here it is a matter of my girdle will be that I am truthful, that I am transparent. We have heard earlier about the fact that my life at home, my life at work, my life at school should be truthful. Otherwise, that's where the enemy is going to come and attack right there. Really? You? My strength will be very weak if I am not truthful in girding myself in regard to my strength, in regard to my discernment, and in regard to food.
But would you not say, Emil, that my truthful character will be governed by the truth of God's word?
Absolutely.
I understand that the belt of truth for a Roman soldier, that the upper garment is connected to it and the lower garment is connected to it, so that it is vital, and it is good that the Spirit of God put the truth first above all the others. Truth in character, in my everyday living, who I am, and the Word of God is settled in my heart. If we're not pursuing, we're not retreating, we're standing.
In chapter 4, of the same epistle, we read as the truth is in Jesus. Mm. And it speaks there, you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, and so on. And then brings into this the way the Lord walked in truthfulness. When it was a question of, he could say, I am even what I say unto you. His word was in complete harmony with what his words, what he said. He could never catch him in his words. And this is the thing, to be truthful, that is to be honest, to be transparent. But that honesty, that truth, as Brother Dave mentioned, it is based on, as we've learned it to discernment in connection with that, learned it from the scriptures, as it was demonstrated in the life of Christ. So it's communion with him again, where this then is applied, where we can apply it. We don't wait for an attack and say, well, which chapter do I look at now? How do I put it on? We're standing with that. That's our customary way of being.
There's one thing that we are exhorted is to, having accomplished all this, to stand. There's two things we need to understand, is that it is not something to take off. It is something to put on. That's what the scripture says. But there is no mentioning of taking off. The taking off is in the coming day. But I would like to suggest that this girding your loins is a theme from the Old Testament all the way to the New. There's something about it that the scripture highlights. Even when we go to Exodus chapter 12, there was the exhortation about their loins girded when they are coming out of Egypt. And when we go to 1 Peter chapter 1, I believe, you know, have your minds applying girded the loins of your minds. It is something about what we consider a strength. And the scripture is telling us very precise. I think it touches the same theme we were talking earlier. That there is something that is controlling that strength of yours. Covering it. It is covered with something that is totally divine. It is something, when we talk about truth with small t, or sometimes in the scripture, spirit with small s, that is in consideration of what you said, that they are in harmony with the truth with capital T. Yeah. They are in harmony with the capital S, that is the Spirit of God. And here it's the same thing. It is, although it is right, it is something that is, has the truthful character, but it is in harmony with the whole truth as with capital T. So brethren, we need to take these exhortations. It is important to the Spirit of God to record it in the Old Testament. We have it over here in the writings of Peter, because we are losing sight of this as we are fighting such a war.
And John, they are the very character of God. God is a God of truth. The Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And the Lord Jesus said, I am the truth. So it is the very character of God that I, being truthful, God would not lie. Is truthful. That's what I give me the strength to gird myself, the discernment and the ability to stand firm for the Lord.
I was
Brian,
also
you have a verse. Sorry.
Just a verse in connection with these two things. You know, King David, when he had sinned, of course that was bad enough, but he covered it up. He was not truthful until the prophet pointed out, "Thou art the man." What does he say in Psalm 51? He had learned, thou hast desired truth in the inward part. That's exactly a character with the Holy God, was to be inside in his own life. And that was where he failed in.